And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Sophia Brazda, Callie Broussard, and Scott Brazda as well, here to talk about a musical that we have the opportunity to see this Friday, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. It's being produced by the Christian Youth Theater Production Company. I know that you all are gaining quite a reputation for great musicals. I hear a lot about you around town, people who have seen your musicals, and just the energy and enthusiasm and quality, professionalism that comes out of these groups. Now, Callie, I believe that you, even though you're still a student here at UL, have done a number of productions already for this organization.
Yes, ma'am. I've done about 5 shows for CYT, and this is my 2nd show for Our Lady of Fatima. So it's been a really cool experience to work with middle school age, because they are young, but they are very, very talented.
They're quite sophisticated, actually. I've been impressed with the middle schoolers who have come here to be interviewed for plays that they're in, and they really are mentally, emotionally much more sophisticated than I think we give them credit for sometimes. So I'm always happy to have them come here. Well, that's quite a resume for you already. You're still, what are you majoring in here at UL?
I'm a major in performing arts with a concentration in dance.
All right. So this is really good for your resume to be creating these shows here in town. Do you like musicals?
Especially. I do. I love them. It's fun. I enjoy choreographing them and directing them, and just working with the kids is such a rewarding experience.
Mm-hmm. And have you been in some productions here at UL yourself?
I am. I'm performing in the dance concert next week, and I performed in the dance concert last semester as well.
Well, State of La Danse, I know, is a performance that people look for eagerly each year as well. Well, one of the middle schoolers who is in the production, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, this Friday, is with us in the studio, Sophia Brazda.
Hi,
Sophia. I think you have quite a resume as well. How old were you when you did your first play or musical?
Oh, wow. My first play, I think, was at Firelight, and I was about first or second grade.
6 years old.
Yeah.
So you started very young. When did you know that that was something you wanted to do, sing? Have you always sung?
Well, whenever I was younger, maybe around 4, I just, my dad, he used to play, you know, CDs and stuff on the car
Denver,
ride.
John Denver. John
yeah.
Taylor.
So I definitely had that. And then I'd start just running around the house singing ballads off the top of my head.
So that came very naturally to you.
Yeah, I guess so.
Did you watch a lot of musicals? I know there are a lot of musicals on video, Annie and other musicals. Did you have some favorites when you were little?
Whenever I was little, my absolute favorite, I'd watch Mary Poppins every single day.
The original Mary Poppins?
Definitely, with Julie Andrews.
Oh, and did you try to imitate and sing some of the songs and dance?
Dad, do you remember that?
Luckily, she has her father sing. No, luckily, she doesn't have her father's singing voice. But she was reciting. She'd run around, and what the Dick Van Dyke character was Bert, and she'd run around the house going, Bert, Bert.
So you're going to act also.
Yes.
Well, it's always nice when a parent corroborates your tale and agrees with you.
I guess so.
Well, so do you remember what the play was you were in at Firelight, your very first one?
I think it was Stone Soup.
Stone Soup. Yeah.
Stone Soup, a very famous old fairy tale.
Definitely.
Did you have a singing part in that?
Yes, acting? I did. I was one of the 3 captains that went into the town, and I only remember like one of the songs. So long ago.
What do you, obviously you like singing, but what is it about musicals that you really enjoy? I mean, it's a very particular art form. It's not like other plays.
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
Well, really, I loved singing already from like when I was really young. And then I slowly started to get into acting because a lot of people say I'm Miss Personality. So I thought it was a good idea. And then whenever I put the two together, singing and acting, I found the perfect mix in musicals.
Well, that's an interesting comment, that it is a great mix for those two interests and talents also. So what school do you go to?
I go to Our Lady of Fatima.
And are there plays and musicals at the school?
Yes. Well, right now we're doing You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, as you know. Last year we did Seussical. That was our first musical. And then all the plays before that were just regular plays written by a few speech and drama teachers.
Okay. So is the Christian Youth Theater production based at Fatima?
Well, it's kind of an outreach kind of thing, because I'm a director for CYT, so I'm working at Fatima right now doing this show for them.
Okay.
And it's been a wonderful experience.
So the musicals that you mentioned, were those a part of CYT or Fatima productions?
Well, I guess Fatima Productions with CYT influence, thanks to Callie.
And what roles did you play in Seussical and the others?
Last year, I played Gertrude McFuzz, the bird that falls in love with Horton the elephant. And this year, I am playing Lucy Van Pelt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know,
this attitude.
Tell us about that. You know, you're a good man, Charlie Brown. Many of us know this comic strips. You know, we've been reading them since they were children. How did they put the musical together? Are they all the same characters that we know from the comic strips?
Yes, like pretty much all of them. Mm-hmm. And I think they did a great job. At first, I was a little unsure about how they would, like, add in music to the comic strip, because the comic strip already was really funny. Mm-hmm. But really, I think that adding in music and the dancing really just made it 10 times funnier.
And so you are Lucy, who is one of the most interesting characters in that strip. What did you do to prepare for this role? Did you go back and read all your favorite comic strips?
Well, yes. I definitely wait for the Sunday paper for the comics. Mm-hmm. Nick, is my brother, is a big fan of the Charlie Brown, like, cartoons on TV. So I started watching them with him more, even though I was already a fan. And, well, I just put two and two together that she's very smart, but she's also very forceful and maybe a little bit on the bratty side.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very perceptive of you. And that's really great preparation. I think some people would be quite impressed with how much time and thought you put into creating that character and thinking about it. What are the costumes like? You know, I know in the comic strip, we're used to these little children with very large heads.
Yeah, that kind of scared me off for a minute.
So do you have masks, or how do you indicate the character on stage?
Well, luckily my head is the same size.
Not as Lucy's in the comic strip.
No, but we try to do my hair to look a lot of the same with the little flip and the bangs. The outfits are pretty much the same except, you know, fitting regular human bodies.
So we have those familiar costumes.
Lucy's
they always have the
blue
same.
Dress and Charlie Brown's, yellowish
stripe.
Gold
yeah, it's got the little
shirt with the big stripe.
Like a polo shirt.
Yeah.
Linus with the blanket.
Yeah. Well, so Scott, and I want to tell people again who we have with us in the studio. Callie Broussard has directed many plays, many musicals with the Christian Youth Theater Productions. They are producing You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, which will be open to the public on Friday, the 12th. We can go and see it on Friday. Also with me, Sophia Brazda, who plays Lucy Van Pelt in the musical, and Scott Brazda,
who plays Lucy Van Pelt. So.
Backup.
Chauffeur, funder.
Well, I think any parents listening who have been involved in theater or musicals will understand that role very keenly. Well, tell us just a moment before we talk with the director about this particular production. What do you think about the value of theater musicals? I mean, it does take a lot of time out of family life.
It does. It does, Judith. And, you know, Sophia, as she said, you know, with Firelight Theater and then doing some things with acting up in Acadiana over at Center for the Arts, and then she's been a part of CYT for 3 years now. And, I mean, Callie has become a mentor, big sister, director, just a great advisor and friend to Sophia. And aside from helping her just with her craft, which is, I mean, Sophia wants to go to Columbia Film School and eventually run Disney.
And Callie, you will be responsible for that.
And but, you know, there have been so many other things that, you know, in particular, say, with CYT, and, you know, God bless them for sharing Callie with Fatima for these two productions. It's, you know, it gets very time intensive. I mean, the last couple of nights we've had late rehearsals, dress rehearsals, and I think they also learn a lot of things aside from just acting and singing. They learn, you know, time management. You know, I mean, because even though Sophia's doing all of this, we still want those grades to stay up. If you want to go to Columbia, young lady, keep your grades up.
Straight A's so far. Straight A's
so far. Yeah. And so they learn about, you know, being part of a team, you know. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite stories, which doesn't have – it's not a Charlie Brown-related story, but Sophia had auditioned for Peter Pan. And Sophia had gotten every role she ever wanted to get. Well, she was Wendy's understudy. She didn't get Wendy. She beat out a number of 17-year-olds but didn't get the top one. And, I mean, Callie was one of the first ones there to Sophia saying, you know, you're only 12 and look at what you did. You know, you came this close. And I can only imagine, and I'm paraphrasing, I'm taking Callie's words from her, but, I can only imagine where you're going to be in 5-6 years. And, you know, that's a lot of it, too, mm-hmm. and growing up. You know, and so, I mean, God bless Callie and just the whole group.
Well, that's the mark of a great director, is creating opportunities out of anything that happens, whether it's in auditions or on stage during practices, rehearsals. Well, tell us about this particular production. You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. You all are performing it right now, I believe, for school performances. Did you have one today or is it tomorrow?
Yes, it was today. And tomorrow and Friday night.
All right. Well, how did your cast do, Callie, on stage?
They did a great job. We performed for pre-K through fourth grade today, and it was just such a fun audience. They laughed in all the right places, and it's a very, very comical show, and it keeps the audience entertained and engaged the entire time.
Well, tell us about your cast. We do have Lucy with us here, Sophia. How many other cast members do you have in the play?
There's 21 total. And it's mostly all the familiar characters, Charlie Brown, Snoopy, Linus, Schroeder, Sally, all those ones you would recognize from the comic strips.
Mm-hmm. And what's the range of ages that you have on stage?
They're 6th through 8th graders.
So that's quite a range there. It's not just middle schoolers. You have some young ones.
Mm-hmm.
And what parts do the very young ones play?
Some of them have lead roles. Some of them are in the chorus. But all of them are having a great time with it, no matter what their role is.
Mm-hmm. And do you find anything – I mean, I'm sure some people are thinking, how can you direct children that young? I mean, you're a theater major. You're a performing arts major. What are some challenges in working with very young people on stage?
It's just mostly the attention span. You have to learn how to get their attention and keep their attention. But I've been surprised with how much they will really rise to the challenge you give them. If you give them a big challenge, almost always they will meet it or exceed it.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that something in your training here at UL and any of your classes? Do they ever talk about that, working with youth theater? Is that ever a subject?
Not often. Mm-hmm. It's kind of been a learning experience, but it's really cool to learn while you're doing it. You learn a lot faster that way, I think, sometimes.
Right. Well, you certainly have jumped in and made it quite an experience for yourself.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, obviously, you don't have an attention span with students of Sophia's age.
No.
Hopefully not.
And, well, Sophia, what is your favorite part of the musical? Do you have a favorite song or a particular scene that you like?
Well, there's definitely a really fun scene called The Crabbiness Survey, where Schroeder has just told Lucy that she's a very crabby person. And this is really news to Lucy because she's usually, you know, Miss Head in the Clouds. She thinks she's the best person on the planet. So she decides to figure out for herself whether or not he's right. So she actually creates a survey and she goes and asks all her friends whether or not she's a crabby person. And then whenever she tallies things up, she figures out that she is a crabby person. And for a second, her entire, like, inner confidence kind of falls.
How do you represent that?
Well, she's all excited because she's like, oh, I'm going to prove Schroeder wrong. You know, she's tallying up the numbers all professionally. And then suddenly she looks at the answer and suddenly, like, she puts on paper, like, her eyes get all wide and she's just like, so it's true. I really am a crabby person.
So you really have to work on that dramatic expression in that moment.
It's a big transition.
Yeah. Does she sing a really sad song at that moment?
No, it's mainly, I think it's expressed well enough through words. Mm-hmm. But she does have a lot of really fun songs I have fun with.
And what's your favorite song?
There's two good ones. Schroeder, where she's sitting on the piano professing her love to Schroeder.
She's leaning on the piano, like from the Fabulous Baker Boys, where Michelle Pfeiffer's leaning on the piano. That's just kind of what it reminds me of.
How big is the piano? Because it's tiny in the strip.
It's really tiny. Yeah. So, like, I have to sit there, and it takes me a second to get my dress situated and stuff, make sure that I'm still on the piano, that I don't fall off. But it's just the right size.
And you like that song.
Definitely.
Schroeder.
Also, Little Known Facts, where Lucy is trying to tell Linus all the facts of life, but of course they're mixed up, morphed. Probably most of it lies, but yeah, it's fun.
Big sisters do that.
Right. Just knowing Lucy from the comic strips, you can imagine what she's saying. Now, one particular gesture I know we're all aware of from the comic strips is that little pushing of the hair thing, you know, where she's like, you know, pushing her hair and
definitely.
I don't know.
I try to do that as often as possible.
Yes, all of those gestures. And do you ever, like, throw the football? Is that a scene in the musical?
Sadly, no. But yet again.
Or it's not football. It's holding the football for him to kick it,
Yes, and then, yeah.
Yeah.
But there is a lot of other ones that people will be familiar with, like Lucy at her psychiatric booth.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely that. The Schroeder scenes. Linus in his blanket. There's a good song about that. So, I mean, it kind of makes up for the loss.
So it's very familiar and comfortable.
Definitely.
All of the scenes, we'll know them. We are talking about the musical You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. It's being produced by the Christian Youth Theater Production Group. With me is the director, Callie Broussard, who has directed a number of their productions and others as well, worked a lot with young actors and singers. Also with us, Sophia Brazda. She's a seventh grader at Fatima. She is playing Lucy Van Pelt. I think it's always interesting to hear those last names. We don't think about those last names. We just know their first names as well. Are there other last names in the production?
See, Schroeder's just Schroeder. Mm-hmm. Linus is Lucy's younger brother, so right. He's also a Van Pelt. Charlie Brown, of course. Well, Sally true. Brown.
Yeah, I guess there's not that many of them.
Mm-hmm. Snoopy would be Snoopy Brown. I mean, I don't know.
who plays Snoopy?
Elise Jerkson. She is a very talented singer, dancer, actor. She's in my grade.
And her dad is a professor of architecture here, Jeff Jerkson, who with the Beausoleil House. And
yeah, did he construct the doghouse?
He did.
He did, actually.
We put Jeff to work.
We had to use his talents, too.
Definitely.
So it is like the coolest doghouse ever. What is
it? Oh, my gosh, yes. It's got like a ladder running up the back. And I finally got to sit on it whenever we took a big group picture. And Elise told me, you know, it's hard to stand up on the doghouse and dance. Like, mm-hmm. She has to do like a little chorus line move up there.
Yeah.
But I don't know. She must be very talented to be able to like stand up that high and still be able to dance like she does. She's a very good dancer.
I guess he made it for her with her in mind somehow. Mm-hmm. She knows just how to dance up there. Well, that's really nice to hear that the talents of the UL professors are being used in this musical. How do people get tickets? Do they pay at the door?
It's actually free. So anyone can just show up and see the musical. We didn't want to charge anything for it. So.
And where is it taking place?
Chance Hall at Fatima.
Okay. Chance Hall, just show up. What time is it?
It starts at 6:30. So if you want to show up a few minutes early, that'd probably be best.
All right. And if you're not family, I would guess you should probably show up early because I can only imagine.
A lot of folks saving seats. And we have Sophia's grandmother's coming in from New Orleans. Another aunt's coming all the way in from New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so a lot of family. Yeah, so anyone listening who'd like to see You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, should make sure they get there on time.
Yes, ma'am.
You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, obviously many people knowing the musical, many of us knowing the comic strips as well, a really good opportunity to see this production and to see many of the talented young people in our community. Do you have another production in mind ahead of you that you're thinking about, Callie, or is that like under wraps until?
We haven't decided the next Fatima show for next year, but CYT is working on Little Mermaid for the May. In the month of May, we'll have the last weekend or so will be a performance at Angel of that one.
Okay, so are you in that, Sophia?
No.
You were too busy.
Obviously, two musicals at the same time would be a lot on my plate. But
we told
still,
her to
I'm
pick
definitely,
one.
It definitely right. can count me a seat almost for every performance. Anything of Callie's work should be good.
What a recommendation, Callie, from one of your actresses. You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, this Friday at Chance Hall on the Fatima campus, free and open to everyone, but just make sure you get a seat. My guest, Sophia Brazda, plays Lucy Van Pelt, Callie Broussard, the director, of course, and director of many of the CYT productions. Do you all have a Facebook presence or someplace where people can go to find out more about it?
We don't for the Fatima production, but we do for CYT. Okay. CYT Lafayette has a Facebook page, so you can follow that to get all that information.
Okay, and is it CYT or Christian Youth Theater?
Just CYT Lafayette.
CYT, so you can click on that and see all of the activities that they're doing and find out more if you're interested in joining and perhaps auditioning for some things as well. And Scott Brazda, of course, a theater musical parent, just reinforcing our...
Supporting, not in talent, but in supporting.
But reinforcing how important it is for children to be in the arts and to express themselves.
Well, Judith, a few years ago, Sophia told me, and she goes, "Daddy, I know you were a sportscaster, but I just don't like sports." And at first, it kind of hurt me. And then I realized that, to Sophia and to Callie and to other folks in who really dive into theater, these performances, that's their Super Bowl. I mean, so it really, and I told her, I've had to come to grips with it, but I said, if this is what you want to do, then like with being in a regular traditional sport, just be as good as you can at it. Do your best at it. And there really is a lot of – and I know my friend Jenny Kruger of the Symphony has done some things like this where there really are a lot of athletic techniques involved in what they do, just movement and timing. And you know, you forget that sometimes. But I will say another thing about CYT, though, is – what they do with, you know, obviously they were great enough to lend Cali to Fatima for this, but CYT and their involvement in schools around the area, I mean, they do a lot of, you know, what's the name of the program?
CYT at school.
CYT at school. Hello. Very difficult. And they're really starting to branch out and introduce theater to groups that maybe aren't your stereotypical theater person.
Mm-hmm.
And what a great way to open that door to a whole new world.
Right. And maybe there's a musical about sports.
Actually, there is a baseball scene in Charlie Brown. And I can also say, even though the baseball is invisible, it's the best I've ever played.
All right. So you see there, you can mix the two genres. Again, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, Friday at Fatima. My guest, Cali Broussard's the director. Sophia Brazda is Lucy Van Pelt. Thank you all for coming by.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.